Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Welcome again to another episode and broadcast of Seasons of Purpose. We give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We are Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for another opportunity to come and share with you His holy word. We thank God also for you and you, and especially you, for tuning in tonight, and we're going to go ahead and go before the throne of grace in prayer. But before we do, we want to thank the Lord also for our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Senior Pastor Bishop Kevin Jones, along with, again, thank God for our listening audience. We don't take it for granted that you take your time out of your busy day to come along and share with us in the study of the all-sustaining Word of God. Before tonight, we have Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, and he's going to bring part three of his series of messages entitled The Dynamics of the Holy Spirit. We're looking forward to all that the Lord has placed within his belly to share with you tonight. And but before we do, we're going to go ahead and play a song of praise and encouragement, asking the Lord to just fill up.
our God is an awesome God.
Father, Lord God. That's our prayer, Father, that you just fill us up, Lord, until we overflow with your anointing, Heavenly Father. We can't run this race on empty, Lord. We need your power. We need your anointing. We need your, Lord God, your presence with us every step of the way. Heavenly Father, as we go before your throne tonight, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the man of God that will come and bring the word of God. We ask, Lord, that you anoint him afresh, Lord God. Not of him, Heavenly Father, but all of you, Lord God. Open our hearts and our minds, spiritual eyes to be able to see, spiritual ears to be able to hear what thus saith the Lord. And Father God, we will be certain to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise be unto God Almighty, which all blessing flows. Amen.
Amen.
We give honor and glory to God. Thank God for the word. Thank God for my wonderful, lovely wife. Thank God for my family. Thank God for you and you and you for being out there on today. Praise God. We pray, Father, that you be able to receive this word with clarity and understanding, and pray that God would touch your heart and fill you up with his Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to continue on this last part of this series, The Dynamics of the Holy Spirit. This is part three. Praise God. Amen. It's been a joy, been a blessing. There have been many books. There have been many songs written about the Holy Spirit of God. There have been many commentaries speaking about the Holy Spirit of God, and that can never end it. We thank God we're just going to get a portion of that again tonight about God, his word, and his spirit. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to give you a little intro, a little bit, a recap of some of the part one, part two you had from before, and that pertaining to the Holy Spirit of God and the working of the Spirit and things that he does and continues to do in our life as a born again believer in Christ, the thing that God has set in place for us to live a God's successful Christian life each and every day. Amen. Some of the recap we're going to do about part one, part two, pertaining to the Holy Spirit. We had spoken on this before, prior to now, part one, part two. Just a little recap. The Holy Spirit convicts. The Holy Spirit converts. The Holy Spirit had compassion. The Holy Spirit comforts. The Holy Spirit controls. He guides, teaches, and is our helper. The working of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit empowers us for worship, for prayer, for praise, for godly living, for service, for working of the ministry. Amen. The Holy Spirit also had ministering spiritual gifts as well. Being filled with the Holy Spirit, we spoke on that. Being led by the Holy Spirit and the edification of the body of Christ. Amen. God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, and the Holy Spirit is satisfied. All three of those work one in one. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Don't call it the Trinity, the body of Christ, but they're all three are one, and they're working all together in one. You can't separate them. They all go together with what God designed and his word and his spirit, and they are together as one. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Can't separate one from another. Pertaining to what God designed for the beginning to be from the very beginning. The topic for the day is knowing how to hear the Holy Spirit. Knowing how to hear, I can never hear, H-E-A-R, knowing how to hear the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Amen. We're going to start in the book of John. Book of John. I'm going to use King James Version. Book of John, chapter 16, verses 5 through 15.
Hallelujah. John 16, 5 through 15.
Amen.
But now I go my way to him that sent me.
You're speaking.
That's Jesus speaking.
Amen.
And none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you,
my God,
sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Spirit. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin.
Yes, he will.
And of righteousness.
Right now.
And of judgment.
Yes, this is your job.
Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more.
Yes.
Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth.
So how many truth?
All truth.
Amen.
For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you.
All things
that the Father hath are mine.
Yes.
Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. May God add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and understanding of his word.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. That some of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
It, like I say, it's holy. It's of God. Amen. It's not a man, but it's of God. It's a gift of God. Amen. That came down on the day of Pentecost upon the people. Amen.
Yes. Been, hallelujah.
In that location and time, the God fulfilled his promise to us. So we have the opportunity to learn spiritual principles by which we are to live the Christian life by having a great relationship with Christ, a great relationship with Christ, by studying and obeying the Word of God, the Holy Word of God, and be led by his Holy Spirit, not by man, but by God, Holy Spirit, not by God's design. God put this thing in motion. God designed this. If you remember back in Isaiah 61, I'm going to read that verse 2. Back in Isaiah chapter 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The same word of God, the same word Jesus spoke in the gospel. And he showed up and he spoke that word, and he read that word in the temple, speaking of himself, amen. And it came to pass, praise God, right there before their eyes. Yeah, it came to pass. Amen. God brought it forth, that word back in Isaiah, back in the gospel. Jesus spoke, word was God, and word is God, amen. And Jesus was the word in the spirit, praise God. But understand that they say, knowing how to hear the Holy Spirit. How to hear the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to start here with H. H is stand for heavily. Heavily. What's that, Pastor? Well, the way it began, originated in heaven above. God kept his promise to us through his word, a promise of the Father. He kept his promise to us. The more mature we are in our faith and the more intimate our relationship with our Heavenly Father, the more dependent we must be of the Holy Spirit of God. We've got to understand who the Spirit of God is, and not to take it lightly, not to vex the Spirit, not to grieve the Spirit, not to lie to the Spirit of God. It's holy. And there have been cases in the Word of God, the Book of Acts, where people have lied to the Spirit and lost their life. In Acts 5, they had lost their life because they had lied to the Spirit of God. God and God's Spirit are holy. And sometimes God, you don't want to grieve it. You want to vex it, amen. You want to obey it. But God said, Jesus said, he's going to satisfy him, amen. Both are one. They're abiding in me and I abide in you. So one, the Holy Spirit of God is of one. It's of God. Amen. Now, understand that it's something serious, not something to play with. It's a serious thing to believe in life. Amen. And then understand what it's all about.
Amen.
Also, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry here in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power, from on high. Jesus speaking to his disciples in Luke 24:9. He's speaking to his disciples by the Spirit of the living God. What we're going to do, what's going to happen. And so there's just tarry here, and that's never going to come to pass. After he be death, burial, and resurrection came forth, then it happened. 50 days there after that had taken place, there was a transformation going on in the body of Christ in the early church, amen. In the book of Acts, you look at Acts 1 and 8 and 7, and you go to Acts 2 and chapter 2, verse 2 and 3, the day of Pentecost. There was a great thing going on, great transformation going on through the power of God, through the promise that God said was going to take place. Jesus forewarned about the promise of God going to come. Take place or come upon them, and told them to tarry in the city of Jerusalem to be endued from the power on high. And that happened that day on the day of Pentecost, when they were they fully come, and they were fully engulfed with the power of God upon them, and they spoke with cloven tongue, amen, like fire set upon them, amen, each one of them. Amen, they had time, a whole lot of shaking going on. They had time and no other. And they spoke in tongues or other languages and so forth, the heavenly language. And we speak today through the power of God, amen, in our life. You speak unto God, speak out heavenly language, and filled with the Spirit of God in us and through us, amen. Through the power of Almighty God, not the power of man, but it is the power of God for one, amen. The anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit is for every believer. If you confess and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you see him by faith, amen, by grace are you saved by faith, then you are believing in Christ. Then you have the opportunity that you will receive the promise of God, receive the Holy Spirit of God in your life, and to believe in Christ, amen? And to believe in Christ, that you partake in that, amen? You partake in that God's Holy Word and God's Holy Spirit, and you yield unto that, yield the Holy Spirit unto that, unto God, amen? And well, in the day of Pentecost, it came down upon the earth, that being fulfilled, through the disciples, through the apostles, and through the saints of God on today, amen? To the believer on today. Jesus came to give a key for living victorious in him, a Christian life, to demonstrate that here on this earth. He did that while he was here. He demonstrated a holy life, holy living right before God here on this earth, before man, amen, men and women, where he came, where he doing his ministry, amen, for his teaching, preaching, and signs and wonder and miracle and healing. He did that here on this earth, amen. And he empowered us, the believers, to do the same. Because he said, greater work that you shall do than these, amen, that he has done already.
Amen.
Greater works, he said, you shall do, amen, in him. So we got a work to do, same. We got some things to do. And God is saying, earnest of his Spirit to fill, to help to live our life with Christ, to be led by the Spirit, a different function of the Spirit of God, a different, I mentioned before, diversity of the Spirit of God, amen. And different gifts of the Spirit, praise God. God is truly the best gift. So your gift might not be like another, but it'd be what God wants you to have. He said, choose the best gift, spiritual gift. And there's nothing to go around. You ain't got to fight for that in Church Corinthians, called confusion and so forth. God is not an author of confusion. God wants you to have the best gift. You live a life holy and righteous, and consecrated before him, sanctification before our Heavenly Father. Amen. Each and every day.
Amen.
And walking that, walking led by the Spirit, walking the Spirit, be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. We're going to go over here and go to E. E stands for eternal. Amen. This thing is of God, it's not of man. To abide with the believer, the disciple, forever. Amen. John 14:16. So John chapter 14, verse 15 to 21. He said, abide in me, that I was abiding you. In his word and in the Spirit of God.
John 14:15.
It's a relationship. Amen.
Amen.
15,
verses 15 through 17.
Yes.
If ye love me.
Who's speaking?
Jesus is speaking.
Yes.
If ye love me.
You say you love God, I say you love Jesus.
Keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father. and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
For when?
Forever.
Amen.
Even the Spirit of truth.
Amen. Praise God.
Whom the world cannot receive.
The world cannot receive it.
Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him.
Uh-huh.
But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
So he dwelleth with you and he shall be in you as a believer of God. In Christ Jesus, God said he shall be in you and shall be of you, amen, of God, amen. So it's eternal. It's heavenly from heaven above and eternal spirit of God, amen. And it's a he and not it. It's a divine personality that God put for his spirit. It's a he. It's not it. It's not nothing that out of ordinary. It's something that, oh God, that God designed. God put this together, amen, to help and strengthen the believer in Christ, amen, to empower us, if you will, with the power of God in his spirit. Hebrews 9:14, you go to Hebrews 9:14, it states that through 14b, he said, who through the eternal spirit of God, not a man, but through the eternal spirit of God.
Amen.
God there's no end, the beginning. God from eternity to eternity, from everlasting to everlasting. You can't gauge that. It's the Almighty God. The Almighty, all-knowing, all-powerful. Amen? Omnipotent. But Jesus said that through the word of God, the God is the eternal spirit of God. And Jesus said, abide in me and I'm abide in you. According to John 15:4. And you shall have life and have it what? Have it more abundantly. You want to have more abundant life, abundant living, abundant to prosper, to have good things in the things of God in our Christian walk for each and every day. God wants to live in abundance, pressed down, shaken together, and run over and be a blessing to others around us. Amen. He wants you to live in abundance. He wants you to live in liberty. He wants you to be free, but not liberty to sin, but liberty unto God and holiness and righteousness and godliness unto him. Amen. It's unto God, not unto man. But you learn how to treat your fellow man. Ephesians 3:11. We're going to do 11:16-21.
Amen. Verse 11.
I'm the Holy Spirit of God.
According to the eternal
purpose, yes.
What she purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Our God.
In whom we have boldness and access with confidence.
With confidence.
By faith of him.
Always by faith.
Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations.
All right now.
Paul speaking.
Yeah.
For you,
which
is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family is in heaven and in earth is named.
The whole family.
Amen.
The whole family, not some of the whole family.
Amen. That he would grant you
according
to the riches of his glory.
Riches of his glory.
To be strengthened with might by his spirit.
Amen. Praise God.
In the inner man.
By his spirit. In the inner man. New man, inner man. You were born again. You're a new creation in Christ. The new man is something the Spirit of God molding, shaping, and God directing in your Christian walk. It's a newness of life in you through the Spirit of God.
Continue. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all things
in love
what is the breadth
my God.
And length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.
God, will you be filled with what? All his fullness.
He's
not trying to keep nothing to himself. He's trying to get to the believer, the people that trust in God, the people that know Christ and know receiving the Lord and Savior. He's trying to get to the believer, the saints of God. He's trying to give it to them. He's not trying to keep it to himself. He wants you to be filled with the Spirit of God, with the real knowledge, understanding. God direct you when you trust in him, you're not thinking you don't understand it. Trust in God in all things, amen.
Amen.
And put your faith in him. Yeah, faith is impossible to please God. But God got he wants to work a good workmanship in you. Amen. He wants you to understand, know who you are. He's a child of God, child of Most High God. Yeah, you're a royal priesthood. You're of a holy nation. Yeah. You sure you're a priest, you're a king, you're a child of Most High God. Amen. God wants you to know who you are. And do you hear His Spirit? Do you hear the Holy Spirit of God? Amen.
Amen.
Number three, authority. Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know who your true identity in Christ is? Who you are? Amen. Whose you are in Christ? It's important to know what it's all about. That God do have a plan for your life and my life as well. Matthew 28:18-20.
And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All power is given unto me.
Hold on now. Some power, part power, but what?
No, he said all power.
A-L.
Amen. It's given unto me.
The enemy is defeated.
And yes, he is.
Go ahead.
In heaven and in earth.
He's terrified. Go ahead. The enemy is terrified. Go ahead.
Go ye therefore. And teach all nations.
All nations.
Baptizing them in the name
Decoration,
of the Father.
Commandment.
And of the Son.
And of the
Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. There we go.
Teaching them.
To
observe all things.
All things. Not something. All things. The doctrine. All things. The word of God. All things. The commandment. All things of what God wants to know in His word. His Spirit. Go ahead.
Whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo.
Amen.
I am with you.
I'm not going to leave you, not going to forsake you.
Always, even until the end of the world.
End of the world.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God. You heard that so many times. He's still true, no matter what. It's still true.
Yes, it is.
You won't ever change, no matter what. The word of God will not ever change. Amen.
Amen.
Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word shall not pass away, God said. So everything may go away, but God's word is going to be true to the end, back again.
Amen.
He's going to say it true, always going to say it true, no matter what happens. God will say true and stay on point at all times. But you shall receive power. Amen. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Dunamis power. Same power the day of Pentecost. You got the same power today in Christ Jesus, in the Word of God, in the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
Knowing how to hear, I can never hear the Holy Spirit. You know, A right now, authority. You know what your authority that you have that Jesus paid the price for. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He paid the price for all of that. The power of the Holy Spirit is the divine supernatural authority in a believer's life in Christ Jesus. Amen. To be led by the Spirit of God, to walk the Spirit of God, to live a godly and fruitful life.
Amen.
He said, let your fruit remain. You are my witnesses. Amen. You are my disciple. You know, there's different fivefold ministry of God we've spoken about before in the Spirit of God. Fivefold ministry. And, you know, there's different area of the spiritual gift. You might be different for another.
Mm-hmm.
And things is gone. But things are true to what's going on. Oh, okay. So that's why you need to know that God got you back. He got you covered.
Yes,
you know, people on the day of Pentecost, people spoke boldly and courageously. Amen.
Amen.
And God brought a blessing of 3,000 people to save. Amen. And that day and time, and same thing today. Same Spirit of God lives today. Amen. Abide in the believer of Christ. You know who you are, what you are, what your function that God has for us to do here on this earth. Amen. He didn't save us just to sit down on the pole. He saved us to do the work of the kingdom, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us, you and I. Amen.
Amen.
As a child of the Most High God. Amen. Child of the Most High God. We are to be endured by We have to be endued by the Holy Spirit. We have a knowing that we are in Christ and He dwells in us, praise God. Abide, Jesus, abide in me, and I shall abide in you, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 10:1-20. For God is good, God is true to His word, no matter what, and we need that Spirit of God to be filled and to have it activated in our life for doing service to the kingdom of God and the body of Christ in the house of God, in the church of God, and so forth, in the body of Christ. We need to do that on a regular basis. Amen?
Amen. Matthew 10:1. And when He called unto Him His 12 disciples.
I'm a Jesus now.
He gave them power against unclean spirits.
Power, dunamis power. Amen.
To cast them out.
Okay, unclean spirits.
And to heal all manner of sickness.
What?
And all manner of disease.
All manner of sickness and disease. That's the power of God through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The same power we have today in Jesus' name. Amen. To be filled with that power of God. It's still activated. It's still going on.
Verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles.
Same going on here.
And into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not. Verse 8. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers.
That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Raise the dead.
Yes, the same
cast
spirit.
Out devils.
Amen.
Cast
what?
Cast out
devils.
Devil.
You're ready to terrify. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, because you got the power. God gave you that power to do that type of work. Amen. You and I.
We've got
the
power.
To the image flee.
Yes,
amen.
Go ahead.
Boldness, courageous.
Freely you have received.
Amen.
And freely
give.
Amen.
It's not. You don't belong to you. You don't take it, put it in a jar. You can't do that. You don't take it, put it in a jar, and then put it to the side or hide it on a bushel. You let God be glorified. Amen. Let God be glorified in what's going on, what you're doing in your life as a believer of Christ, as a disciple, and what God called you to do, what anointing he put upon your life to do, what is spiritual gift he put in your life, in your Christian walk. That's what you do for the kingdom of God and for the body of Christ.
Hallelujah. Verse 20.
Uh-huh.
For it is not ye that speak.
Yeah.
But the Spirit of your Father.
The Spirit of your Heavenly Father.
Speaketh in you.
Praise God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for that now. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen.
Now.
Matthew 16. We're going to go to this. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 and 19 for a little while.
Amen.
It's not nothing new. We heard it before. But we give you an insight to enlighten you with the word of God on the day of the study of the word.
Amen. Matthew 16, 18 and 19.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, praise God. And Simon Peter answered and said, well, let me go back to 15. It says, but he says unto them, but whom, this is Jesus asking the question, but whom say ye that I am?
Amen.
Verse 16, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ,
the Christ,
the Son of the living
God.
God.
Praise God.
And Jesus answered and said unto him,
mm-hmm.
blessed art thou, Simon Barjona,
yes.
for flesh and blood have
no,
not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee,
mm-hmm.
that thou art Peter,
Peter,
and upon this rock I will build my church,
praise God.
And the gates of hell
shall
not
prevail
against.
Upon this rock of revelation of the word of God, against the hell shall not prevail against it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you.
Amen.
God be all the glory. Amen.
Praise God.
All take two or three gathered together in my name, then you said there I'll be in the midst. There's a lot of power in two or three gathered together, man. One can put 1,000 in flight, two can put 10,000. Amen.
Praise
God.
God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
God be all the glory. Know how to hear. Excuse me. Know how to hear the Holy Spirit. H-E-A-R, amen.
Amen.
That was A, authority. And here comes R. R is responsibility. God must be worshipped in spirit and in truth, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He, God, omnipresent, all knowing, all powerful, all loving, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit of God. God always available for those who call on him. We call on the name of the Lord, amen. Thou shalt be saved. Call on the name of the Lord. Need some help or whatever you need, circumstances, situation, call on the name of the Lord Jesus, call on the name of God's word, and God will be answered. Amen. The Holy Spirit help us to stay, to obey God's word. The Spirit helps to obey God's word.
Amen.
So he's of God. Amen. He's of God. He's of Jesus. And Jesus said he would speak of him. Amen. He would speak of him. He would glorify him. Praise God. And he leads us and guides us to the right path so that we will obey God in different issues, different circumstances in our life. Amen.
Amen.
God will order steps. Oh, good man, a good woman. You order this step. You order by this by the Holy Spirit as well. You take heed to it. In your prayer life, praise God. In your meditation, amen. In your praise, praise God. In your worship to him. God's Spirit of God will help guide and direct you and fill you with what you need in that time. Amen.
Amen.
Desire to have more of a close relationship with God. This is our desire should be to have a more close relationship with God, Heavenly Father. Draw nigh to Him, that He may withdraw nigh unto us. Amen.
Amen.
Have a loving relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amen. Ask the Holy Spirit to help us and to guide us, to direct us, to have a close relationship with God, to reach our full potential in Christ Jesus. Amen. By walking by faith and by studying and meditating upon the Word of God. Amen. Know you not that you are the temple of God? Go to 1 Corinthians 3:16.
Amen.
Know you not that you are the temple of God? Romans 12. Get that one. Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Praise God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of Almighty God dwelleth in you as a believer in Christ. He dwells in you. He wants commune with you. He wants to have direct you by the things of God. Because Jesus said, always speak of Him and get to glorify God. Amen. He's holy and righteous in God in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, go ahead with that.
Romans 12:1-2.
Yeah. Responsibility. We got responsibility in God to live a godly, holy, righteous life, consecrated unto the Lord, sanctified unto God. That Holy Spirit will abide in us and will stay with us.
Amen. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present
your bodies
a living sacrifice.
No more sacrifice. Christ was the last sacrifice for the Lamb of God for our sins. So there's no more sacrifice. We don't sacrifice anymore.
Hallelujah.
No, this New Testament, we don't sacrifice anymore. Christ did it all. He paid all.
Amen.
He's the Lamb of God. He made an ultimate sacrifice. Amen. Now we do it holy and righteous in our body, in our spirit, be a yielded vessel unto honor unto God.
Yes, amen. That's how we sacrifice, praise God. A yielded vessel.
Holy,
acceptable unto God, which is your
reasonable
service. And be ye not conformed to this world.
Don't conform to the world. We're in the world. We're not of the world.
But be ye transformed.
Let God do a transformation in your life. Amen.
By the renewing of your mind.
And the mind of Christ. Renewing God when you renew that mind. The new man in you. The new man in you. Old man still present. But when you renew that new man in you, and break down the old strongholds in your life. Amen.
That you may prove.
May prove.
What is the good. And acceptable and
perfect
will
of
God.
Know the perfect will of God. That is the perfect will of God for your life. To live a holy righteous before Him. Our righteousness is in Christ. We don't have none of our own.
That's right.
I was like, in Christ Jesus, He paid the price. He did all that. Amen. He did all that work for He completed. He finished the work on Calvary Cross and death, burial, and resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for that word. Thank you for that. For knowing who you are in Christ. Know who your true identity in Christ is.
Amen.
What do you mean? Your identity in Christ should be kiss on something. You should show some characteristics. You should catch with us the Spirit of God is love, joy, peace. And the Spirit of God abide in you. You say you know Christ, amen. You should have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, amen.
Yes.
Fruit of the Spirit should abide in your life. You should.
Yes.
You know, Jesus said, they shall know you by the love you have for one another. Amen.
Right.
You know you are my disciple. But at the same time, the fruit of the Spirit shall abide in you on a daily basis. Amen.
You
should walk in love. You should walk in joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance, long-suffering, be patient. Amen. Self-control. You should walk in that. Amen. You should be led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Not by the Spirit of Nike, but you should be led by the Spirit of God. But so you can't work Nike. But be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Signs and wonders your Father, who?
Yes.
The believer. Are you a believer today? Signs and wonders your Father. Even miracles your Father, the believer. Because that was the Spirit of God. Give a manifestation of the Spirit of God. Amen.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit, He empowers us. It's a He. Divine personality of God. He empowers us, the believer, enables us, and He enacts us to live a godly life. Amen. And a godly life, a holy life, the righteous life, that is our holy, reasonable service, amen, to renew of our mind, our spirit, and God help us to be led by the Spirit of God, not by anything else, but be led by the Spirit of God, to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen.
Amen.
To live by the true Spirit of God in all that we do. And we give God glory and honor to know that, know how to hear the Holy Spirit of God. H-E-A-R, know how to hear the Spirit of God. This is from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
One is from heaven. It's not a man, it's from God. The Spirit of God came out from heaven on the day of Pentecost. And abiding to the believers, even now, fill them up, amen, to doing the work God called them to do in ministry. It's eternal. Now, the man, so God is an eternal spirit, praise God. We have authority now to power to do what God called and commanded to do, to defeat the enemy, to give power manifestation in our life through the Spirit of God, praise God. Amen, we have that. Also, we have responsibility to walk in the newness of life, to walk in holiness, righteousness, and godliness, in Christ Jesus, and in the Spirit of truth abide in us, we shall abide in that Spirit of God to lead and guide and direct us in all truth. Amen. And we thank God for the Holy Word. Thank God for knowing how to hear the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. The dynamics of the Holy Spirit, part three, knowing how to hear the Holy Spirit of God. Don't you know that you can do nothing of God without the power
Amen.
Of the Holy Ghost? You've got
Amen.
To have the Holy Ghost power of
Amen.
Almighty God. Praise God. We thank God for that word tonight. I'm not going to talk, but I'm going to allow you to be able to share. And do we have one tonight? We have about 9 minutes left in the broadcast. If there's one tonight that would care to share a comment on this word, or again, any testimonies, prayer requests, praise God. Tonight we are talking about the dynamics and power, hallelujah, of the Holy Spirit. As Pastor Jasper said tonight, it is not an it. He is a he. Praise God, the third part of the Trinity that dwells within us. Oh my goodness, just and shows evidence of his presence through the power of speaking in an unknown tongue. The elders used to say when you speak in an unknown tongue, the enemy don't know what you're talking about. Hallelujah. Oh, you're speaking in your heavenly language. That's just one of the powers
Amen.
That is given to us through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Is there one tonight that would like to share, that would care to share on this topic? If so, just go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. We're talking about the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit and how that you can hear from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the voice and the word and the Spirit of Almighty God. And God allows you to be able to hear his voice. He said that his sheep know his voice. Oh, yes. And the voice of another, they will not follow. You can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. It leads, it guides, it protects. Hallelujah. Pastor said tonight that it is a heavenly voice, an eternal voice, a voice of authority, a voice, yes, that we should be responsible to hold in the presence and the kingdom of God and in the presence of Almighty God in Jesus Christ. How to hear from the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't have one that has tuned in or dispatched into the studio tonight. Again, if you would like to just share a comment, we would love to hear from our studio audience. Praise God. If you are decided, if you go ahead and press 1, thank you, Jesus. And but we want to make sure to take the opportunity, not assume that everyone on this line tonight is saved, praise God. But we want to give you, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we want to give you the opportunity to make the greatest decision that you will make in your entire life just by simply praying. Caller, I see you just one moment. By simply praying Praise God. We do have one that has tuned in, and we're going to go ahead and dispatch this caller into the studio. The last four of your telephone number is 4984. Caller, go ahead, please.
I want to thank God for Pastor Whitehurst for that encouraging word, and that the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is the one that gives us the strength and the power to do his work. And when we learn to obey him, he will show us exactly what to do. And I thank God for that powerful, encouraging word. God bless.
God bless. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing and commenting. Hallelujah. We give God all praise, all honor, and all glory. Well, we have about four more minutes left into the broadcast. We're going to go ahead again and close out by prayer. And Lord, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your presence with us. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity and in sharing into your dynamic word, a word that sustains in all seasons. We pray, Lord God, that this word just penetrates the hearts, minds, and spirits of those that hear. And thank you, Father, for the third in the Trinity, the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, that endows us with power from on high. Lord, we thank you and we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Now go forth this week and have a blessed and awesome week. And to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. God bless and have a wonderful evening.
I know who God says I am. What? I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can you see His glory? For I know who I am. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you